With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump's first 100 days of his second term have seen an administration moving at a breakneck speed to fundamentally alter the federal government in ways he previewed on the campaign trail. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
President Trump's first 100 days have undoubtedly been the most monumental and historic of any administration in American history.
But not everybody agrees.
The man who occupies the Oval Office is destroying the foundations of our democracy.
That is Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, one of the president's harshest critics. Meanwhile, President Trump said to be frustrated with Russian and Ukrainian leaders as he tries to broker a peace deal. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Even though the Kremlin has declared a 72-hour ceasefire in Ukraine next week, President Trump remains unhappy with both Russia and Ukraine.
He is increasingly frustrated with leaders of both countries. He wants to see a permanent ceasefire.
Until now, Russia's Vladimir Putin has refused to accept a complete, unconditional ceasefire. Meanwhile, the Trump administration describes this week as very critical in its efforts to end the war. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Correspondent Ed Donahue reports a U.S. warplane has fallen into the Red Sea.
It happened on the USS Harry S. Truman, which is in the Middle East. Sailors were towing an F-A-18 fighter jet into place in the hangar bay when it slipped off and landed in the Red Sea. A defense official says the crew members who were in the pilot seat of the Super Hornet and on the small towing tractor both jumped out. The sailor who jumped from the aircraft sustained a minor injury. It is unclear whether there will be an effort to recover the jet, which cost about $60 million. The incident is under investigation. Ed Donahue, Washington.
U.S. stocks drifted to a mixed quiet finish ahead of a week with several potential flashpoints that could bring more sharp swings for the financial markets. This is SRN News. A new poll asks people around the world about free speech.
The Pew Research Center survey finds that a majority of people believe that the right to say whatever you think without fear of reprisal is important. Here in the U.S., 62% of adults say freedom of speech is very important. The highest percentage can be found in Germany, 87%. The lowest in Singapore, 35%. Freedom of speech is not quite the same as freedom of religion, but the two tend to be closely connected. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
After an investigation into allegations of child pornography at the Modern Art Museum of Fort Worth, a Texas lawmaker has proposed legislation defining the types of art that should be barred from museums. Republican Representative David Lowe says his bill would establish a civil penalty against museums that display, quote, certain obscene or harmful material. Earlier this year, the Fort Worth Museum was investigated over a series of photos. This is SRN News. The D.C. Commanders have announced a $3.7 billion deal to move the team to its original RFK Stadium site, owner Josh Harris.
That was the Washington that I remembered. When on Sundays, everything stopped, everyone was glued to their TV or in the stadium, and we've already seen a reawakening of that spirit, but we want to bring it back. Now we want to bring the Commanders home with a new RFK.
One person is dead, 12 hospitalized in a hit-and-run boat crash in Clearwater, Florida last night. Marco Vachego was a passenger on the Clearwater ferry and spoke to WFTX.
All of a sudden, we hear the first mate yelling, hey, 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 and then we look back behind us, and this big yacht just came through the boat.
Authorities say they may have located the yacht involved in that deadly hit-and-run. More of these stories at srnnews.com.